This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You know, I wonder what is going to happen next when, I mean, you already see the response from the left when Trump won the presidency. You see when he tweets, you see when he makes political action and decision. But can you imagine if he actually goes through? I mean, because he said treason, I think, four or five times now on Twitter, and then a couple times also in a press conference. So, I mean, where's the treason going to land? I mean, we know the group of names. We know the viral meme that the president tweeted out with Holder and Brennan and Lynch and Comey and Obama and Clinton all behind bars. So can you imagine what the left will do if that day comes? So this was the meme, the image tweeted by the president with Brennan and Lynch and Clapper and Obama and Holder and all of them behind bars. So, we've already seen how the left has responded to Donald Trump winning the presidency with the violence and everything. How will they respond to that? And so Darren McBreen has put together a clip, just another compilation. I mean, how many have we made? Here is the latest Ultimate Win Liberals Attack compilation.
I'm going to grow a magnificent pair of breasts. I'm going to transition into a woman. It'll be great.
You should crawl back into your mother's rancid womb, gestate for a few more hours, climb back out, and then learn something about not being entitled, white piece of shit.
This is Trump, people. When the rubber meets the road, pussies.
Yeah, you're a fucking idiot.
Fuck you, Captain. The fucking president. He's a racist, stupid piece of shit.
If you guys are working for Alex Jones, you're working for a murderer.
Alex Jones is an asshole.
InfoWars is fake news.
I got a chant going.
If you had to choose one prominent person to be banned next, who would you choose? You.
Give me my money back.
Excuse me, sir. That's the young man in here.
Oh, no. Excuse me, it's ma'am.
This is what's happening to the men in our country. Where are the men? Stop punching my stuff. I'm backing away. Stop.
Relax. That tells me everything.
Yeah, I'm filming it.
What did you say to me?
How's this?
Have you farted at me? Get the hell out of here! Get these people the hell out of here right now!
Fuck off! I don't give a fuck! Get out!
Oh, shit.
There's something deeply disturbed with humanity right now, folks. And you know why they want everybody focused on a bunch of superficial bullcrap? Is so that you miss the demons right in front of your eyes, like in that video.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, our next guest became another example of censorship and the attack on the First Amendment in this country. Soph on YouTube, who had a bunch of viral videos famous for her satire videos on her YouTube channel, then did a satire video on Islam and, of course, got struck down for that. So that's the untouchable comedy, I suppose, and so that satire had her shut down, but she's very popular on social media, was very popular on YouTube, and quite frankly, now even more popular since they decided to try to censor her. But there has been a new development in this story. Police investigating after North Bay teen makes hate-based videos, and so Soph joins me now. So what is the latest development with this police investigation after people are now labeling your videos hate?
Well, I was contacted by the police that, at first they came to me asking if I had any threats made towards me, if I was in any danger because of my views, if any students were threatening me, and I appreciated that, but they also had to launch, I guess, a formal investigation of the satirical threats I made against the CEO of YouTube, Susan, because I guess YouTube and law enforcement work closely together, and they have to take those sorts of things seriously, and a lot of people were calling in pretending to think those threats were serious so they could bring me harm and cause more trouble for me.
Now, is this something that you've dealt with before, people threatening you because of your videos, or was it only after the Be Not Afraid video?
It was only after that video. I had a large audience, but nobody in the mainstream or anybody out to get me had their eyes on me before.
And nobody had ever labeled you as hate-based videos or targeted you for censorship or anything like that?
Not really. I mean, a little bit before, there was another YouTuber who sort of came after me trying to call me alt-right, trying to call me a racist. I ended up debating him, and he pretty much agreed that I wasn't by the end of it. So that was the only real instance of that before.
Now, what exactly are the police saying to you? That they're worried that people are going to be coming after you, or they're just concerned that people are threatening you, or are they worried just about you in general?
I think they're just doing their job, I guess. They have to look into these things and look into the things I'm saying and make sure that I'm not going to commit any acts of violence, but I think they're also concerned now that I'm in such a public light that people are going to be doxing me, showing up to my house, releasing personal information about me and putting me into serious danger.
Well, it's sad that that's what happens, but I'm sure you're well aware. You seem very smart for somebody your age. You're well aware of what the media does when they target somebody for attacks. We endure that a lot here at InfoWars, so we're glad to have you on board with that. Not a fun place to be in, but now they do it to children as well. What about the students in your school and the students in your class? Are they saying anything? Do they care about your politics or your videos? Have they before, or is it a new sensation?
People knew before, but it's only really after this news story that some kids are dissatisfied with me. Even in such, living in such a liberal area, still most of the kids are fine with me, think I'm cool, have no problem with me. There's only a minority that really have a problem with me, and I've just had conversations with them so far. There's not been any violence, and I don't think of it as harassment or really a pain to deal with.
You know, I'm curious because when I was your age, I wasn't into politics at all. I mean, even my classmates, we didn't really know much about politics. I mean, maybe during election seasons, but other than that, kids didn't really engage in political discussions. It didn't really separate or divide students at all. Is that happening? Do you feel that students look at you and say, oh my gosh, I heard that she's alt-right, and think of you negatively?
I think so. I think some of them, by the news stories that they've been reading about, with these journalists trying to put me in a box, trying to categorize me, trying to, you know, push me away and attach me to an ideology I don't necessarily have anything to do with, and that way they can attack me easier. And yeah, some kids attach that to me, but most of them have no problem with me and see mainstream media for what it is.
Well, and again, you're just doing satire videos. You're not even politically, you know, that's not where your videos come from, a political motivation. You just happened to do one that had a satire featuring Islam, and that's when they decided to target you. So, I mean, what do you say about people that want to label you anything politically? I mean, do you take a political stance, or do you just say, hey, I'm just here to do satire, or what is your response to that?
I'm mostly here to do entertainment and satire. I mean, I feel like getting into politics would be the opposite of what I want to do. I want to make people more hopeful, more energized. Getting into politics with black pill people, and really the only political issue I have a definitive stance that I want to take with my audience is free speech, and I hope that people from all political views can unite together with the mission statement of, okay, we're going to support free speech, we're going to let everybody state their opinions, and I don't appreciate when journalists do the tactic of attaching me to certain political standpoints so they can throw me over there forever and easily lob blanket terms at me.
Well, do you think that the students that do want to do that to you, that may say something negative to you or kind of look at you negatively now, do you think that that's something that comes from themselves, or do you think their parents are putting that in them? Because again, for me, a 14-year-old or kids that age are never really that politically inclined. Either way, I mean, they may hear about political stuff from their parents, but they're not really politically inclined enough to change their opinion of somebody. Do you think that that is happening?
I don't necessarily want to assume that it's all fueled by their parents. I would like to think that the kids who have disdain for me, that's something that they thought about, that they came to those conclusions mostly by themselves, maybe from information from news sites, but then they thought on that and came to a conclusion, and I think they're thinking for themselves, but just coming to conclusions that sort of try to demonize me when I'm just like a regular 14-year-old
girl.
Well,
yeah, that's amazing to me, because again, I don't know, maybe it was odd to me, but I can't think of any situations when I was in, you know, junior high school or even really high school or elementary school that where politics came up for anything. But I hope that you really don't have to endure that much. I'm sad to hear that for you. But what about positive? I mean, do you get support from students? Do students kind of find you and say, hey, I like your videos, or hey, you know, you can rise above these attacks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's actually a lot of students that come up to me and endorse me and tell me to, you know, ignore the hate and express sympathy for, like, getting in trouble with the school system or, you know, going through all this. And that I really appreciate that.
And was there trouble from the school system? I don't want to get you in trouble now on air. But did you, has the school had to discipline you for doing this video?
Thankfully not. They try to uphold free speech as best they can.
Well, that's good to hear, because that would be another national story that would put you in the headlines that sadly would make the media want to target you even more. So I'm sorry that you have to endure that, but you seem strong and you're very well spoken. So I imagine you're going to continue to make videos in the future.
Well, thanks. And yeah, I am. I plan on continuing this as probably a career opportunity.
And, you know, that is kind of the next level of this discussion when it comes to censorship. Here is a young girl, Soph, who does funny satire videos, at a young age sees a career path for herself and is already targeted for destruction before she can even get out of school. I mean, so that's the tyranny. That's the authoritarianism right there, where they want to stop someone from even making it onto the scene and being successful.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So, Soph is with us. She's really a star on YouTube, tons of viral videos, but recently targeted for harassment and censorship by the loving, tolerant left, because she did a satire video on Islam, where she just came out as a devout Muslim, and just did a satire video, and she wasn't allowed to do that. But, you know, Soph is an interesting character to me, very well-spoken for a young girl, very smart, sees a career path for herself. I think that she's probably ahead of the curve as far as that's concerned, for kids her age. So I just had some other questions that I wanted to get into. So, Soph, you must really love school. I mean, it must be one of your favorite activities.
Well, now it is, actually, because, well, I wasn't really a fan of school before just because it's not really for me. None of the subjects really got my interest or seem relevant to my future career path. But, you know, now I get to walk there and you know, soak in all the stares and the attention and, you know, all the side looks from all the girls and
what about the faggots? Do the faggots stare at you?
Yeah. So, yeah. It's good.
So you like going to school now just because it's like a wild ride, like you're not really learning anything?
I don't know. I like the interactions that I have now because they're really interesting. I either get to, you know, have conversations with people that had like a positive effect from my videos or people who want to come up to me and call me a racist and say I'm promoting hate speech. And then I get to, you know, argue with them about that. It's a lot more interesting that way.
What about the teachers? Do the teachers say anything to you?
The only ones that have said anything are just, like, ones that are, like, oh, are you holding up well? If you need to, like, stay in my room during lunch, that's okay. So I also really appreciate that.
Okay, so some teachers are kind of seeing what students are saying to you, and they're making sure that you have a solemn place if you need one?
Yeah.
So what would you say is your favorite subject in school?
Probably computer graphics, because I just get to do the same stuff that I do for editing my videos and making thumbnails.
Okay, so you kind of get to do a little bit of your YouTube work, because you said in the last segment that you'd like to make a career out of this. I don't know if you mean like comedy or doing YouTube videos, but so you get to work on that a little bit at school?
Yeah, like I don't know what platform is going to be there when I'm 18, but however I get to make comedy videos, however I get to entertain people, that's the route I'll take.
Now, let's say your school decided to go full libtard and kick you out for that satire video you did on Islam. Would you be very upset?
Not really. I'm transferring out anyways, so it doesn't really matter, and they seem cool with me. It seems very unlikely.
Okay. I don't know. There, some people were thinking that maybe you might like to get kicked out of school.
Well, I mean, I certainly would like it. I don't know if my parents would.
Oh, yeah. Then they'd have to teach you all the things that they're not teaching you in school, you see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All the very important subjects.
So what would you say you want to do next on YouTube? Have you got anything in mind? Do things just come to you on a whim? Or how do you decide what you're going to do for your next video?
It usually just comes to me like something I see online, a person I want to talk about, a hot subject. Sometimes it's just personal life, like videos like Suicide Bomb. I'll talk about school, or in Multiracial White Supremacy, I talked about a viral video where this, you know, girl named Treasure goes on Dr. Phil and says a bunch of crazy stuff. It's usually revolves around current events and popular culture, and I try to give a unique take on it that isn't really being expressed by anybody else.
Now, do you worry? You know, I'm in a unique position here because I've been banned from YouTube and Facebook. And the last real place I have to go is Twitter, which I imagine they'll probably take me off there. So I mean, I imagine my final platform will probably just be here at InfoWars once they erase everything else. But, you know, that's a very unique and quite frankly, on a weird level, fortunate position to be in, even though I'm not fortunate to get banned off social media. But everybody will be there eventually. How does it feel for you, though? Knowing that you're still young, you're still in school, and you're just really beginning what you see as a career path, how does it, I mean, have you even thought about the fact that, yeah, I mean, you could be in a situation where you might not even be allowed to be on these main platforms like Facebook or Twitter or YouTube? So is that something you thought about when YouTube basically said, okay, you cannot upload videos to our channel anymore?
Yeah, I'm certainly thinking about that. I'm thinking about the best way to balance that, how long I want to stay on YouTube. It's certainly not a thing that's going to be going on for much longer. I'm going to need to move on to another platform, but I'm just thinking how long do I want to stay on there, and what's the likelihood that I get banned if I do this or that option? I mean, it might be that if I want to stay on YouTube longer, I'll upload the more offensive stuff to BitChute or Patreon or something like that. If not, I might just go, you know, guns blazing and get banned and then, you know, jump ship. I don't know. I don't really know right now. But yeah, I'm definitely thinking about it, and platforms like, you know, InfoWars or like Compound Media are certainly more secure because you don't really have to worry about that as much.
Yeah, and it just becomes hard. Again, I mean, we're fortunate here because we had an audience base before this big censorship of millions of people, and we already had the radio audience, but a lot of people don't have that base. And so if you're getting banned from these social media platforms or YouTube or other platforms, it's tough to get that following. It really is. That's where the main traffic is. That's what gets pushed by all the mainstream media on television and radio and at live events and everything. So, well, I'm going to be looking forward to seeing what happens to you. I know that you have a long, hopefully long career doing videos, but I'll be interested to see if they continue to target you for more censorship or if they'll let you back on. Because, again, I mean, you're very clearly satire. So it's very odd that they would take something that's very clearly satire and then target it because it's talking about Islam and then ignore the rest of your satire. But, you know, just so people know, apparently I was told that you really enunciate the word faggot really well in your videos. So people want to know why I said that. But, you know, it's kind of funny because a lot of the crew is my age. I'm just going to say it. Let's just have some fun here in the last 60 seconds. When I was about your age, and some of the crew, you'll know what I'm talking about. You back there know what I'm talking about. The word faggot was like the most cool thing you could say. It was like the most badass thing. But we didn't think about it. It had no sexual connotation or anything to us. It was just like an insult, like you're a loser or whatever. And then South Park did it, where they said you're basically the same thing, but you ride a Harley. So do people still say the word faggot?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I certainly do, and that's, so whatever.
I have no proof of that, so I don't know if that's true.
Hopefully.
So there, well, I tried, guys. I tried to get her to do it, but she's more disciplined than I am on a live radio show with millions of people. So, hey, well done, Soph, well done, and I wish you Godspeed for the future. Don't let the censors keep you down. Don't let the haters keep you down. That just means you're totally successful. Very well spoken, young girl, Soph, on the Alex Jones Show today. All right, we will be right back, faggots.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Now listen, folks, I'm going to do a deep tease of this video that we're going to air in 20 minutes from now by Greg Reese. But basically, the stars have aligned for Donald Trump in one presidential administration to do more positive things, not just for the United States of America, but if you could clear out the rot gut in the United States of America or drain the swamp, as he says, you can change the world for good. And you can finally start to see, I think, real progress even around the world as America's leadership takes a drastically needed change. But there's something the president has to do. And we're going to air that report coming up here in 20 minutes in the final segment. What else do I have here? I got some other videos that I do also have to get to. And Democrats are really a joke right now. I've got some breaking news. But, you know, I was talking with Soph a little bit about this. And, you know, this is something that's tough to talk about because I don't want to, I mean, you don't want to be sound like a negative Nancy or give our enemies any wind of victory because that's not the case. But, I mean, I'd be crazy if I didn't think about these stuff, these things where, you know, we're getting totally banned. And who knows what the enemy might do to try to shut us down here. And let's just say that people like Brian Stelter and Oliver Darcy and other losers like that, who've never built anything on their own, would love to see us shut down. The Krasensteins go on social media and brag about how we're broke. It's like, dude, I don't do this for money, man. So it's not about that. And the funny thing is, again, because you think about these things, and I think about it too, like, if I was to, because all I have left is Twitter and Infowars.com. If they banned me from everything, honestly, like, I wouldn't take, let's say, the Laura Loomer approach. I'd probably just, I'd just float off into the sunset and I'd just say, fine. Because I don't, you don't need this crap. I don't know how Alex has been doing it for 20 plus years, but I know why he does it. Because he realizes that he's running the mothership here. I mean, this is the only battle station that can actually compete with the mainstream news and that beat the mainstream news in 2016. That was the threshold. It was like this, and then InfoWars went up, or their mainstream news is going down, like on a bar graph, and InfoWars is going up. 2016 was the threshold. InfoWars up, mainstream media down. So they had to go on to social media and erase all of our people, erase all of our stuff, erase our channels, and erase Alex Jones, deplatform Alex Jones, dehuman Alex Jones, unperson Alex Jones, and everyone else associated with Alex Jones. Ban myself off these social media platforms and all the videos that I do for InfoWars. But this is where the rubber meets the road. And it's because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com that we remain steadfast and that Alex is so committed to victory that he's trying to expand what we do here at InfoWars just as a, just to wave the flag of victory. I mean, if we were in this to get rich, if we were in this as business-minded people, we wouldn't be trying to expand and hire more people right now. In fact, we'd be trying to make as many changes just to keep what we're doing afloat. Instead, we're just like rapid expansion. Don't look back. Don't look at the charts. Don't look at what the textbook says. But I guess that's kind of how InfoWars has always done it, isn't it? And that's what's given us victory. But again, it's your support that fuels the whole thing and makes it all possible. And, of course, your street activism is always key. Telling your friends and family about InfoWars is always key. And then your support at InfoWarsStore.com literally fuels everything that we do. So that when you tune in and you tell your friends and family, they're not looking at someone in their basement or in their kitchen. They're looking at people in a massive state-of-the-art studio. And when you send them to InfoWarsStore.com, they're not getting bad, cheap products. They're literally getting the best products. I mean, you recommend the water filter from InfoWarsStore.com, you will be a hero to whoever you recommend that to. Your neighbors, your family. You will be a hero. You've got that neighbor down the street that has like three dogs, right? They're always smelly, shedding everywhere. Tell them about the InfoWarsStore.com Alexa Pure Breeze, $50 off. Say, hey, I noticed, you know, your dogs kind of have a little odor and they shed a lot around here. You know, I got this air filter, really does well at my house for that. You should try it out. Say, whoa, what is that? Oh, it's the Alexa Pure Breeze, groundbreaking ion cluster technology for a better air filter. Oh, I'll go check out all the 5-star reviews. And then all of a sudden, you come home and you start to notice, huh, my house doesn't smell like my doggos all the time anymore. Huh. You go and you clean out, you look at the filter, and you see just layers of hair and dust and everything. You're just like, wow, that was floating around my home? That was in my air? So, that's what we do here. The best, total efficiency, playing it close to the chest, never looking back. And we appreciate your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of all the great specials we have going on there. All right, before I go to this break, let's do this. Let's do, well, there's so many things you could do. But let's do clip 12. We've got the time. Obama's top FBI lawyer distances himself from Steele dossier.
Why did you, how did you then view the material, and was it used as sort of first round of evidence or sort of confirmation, if you will?
It was more information that I viewed skeptically from the outset, and I was concerned about it. Oh. And had a jaundiced eye, or looked at it with a jaundiced eye right from the outset. He came.
Really?
Steele was and had been a source that we thought was reliable. He's reporting all this information. Mm-hmm. It looks alarming. We took it seriously, but we tried to vet it.
Was the Steele? Would you have still approved the Carter Page FISA warrant without the Steele dossier?
So, based on my recollection of the facts at the time that are mostly redacted now in the FISA application, my answer to that question is, I think the answer is yes, that I think there was sufficient probable cause in the application even without that information.
But that information was part of the application?
Yes.
Is Carter Page the only place that the Steele dossier was used for a FISA application?
I don't think I should comment on that. I'm not sure what else the government has confirmed, but I just shouldn't comment on what. I don't want to confirm or deny anything about other potential FISA applications.
Wow. That's more revealing than you even know. See, this isn't even me bragging. It's just something you pick up on when you've been following it enough. You start to realize who these people are talking to when they're on air. Like earlier when we played the Brennan clip, he's not actually talking to the public when he's speaking. He's actually talking to the intel communities and their agents in the media. And so what Baker is admitting to, Obama's former lawyer, is he's basically saying, no. What we did to spy on Trump was even worse than you know. That's really what he's saying. He's saying, yeah, there's more fake intelligence that we use to spy illegally.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical modeling and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over-the-counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American Revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
All right, let's do a news blitz here before I play this imperative report. Again, folks, they are just testing this program in Texas. So this isn't even in California. This is just at a few checkpoints in Texas where they're doing the DNA tests of the people coming in seeking asylum, claiming to be family members. DNA tests reveal 30% of suspected fraudulent migrant families were unrelated. DNA testing reveals about 30% of migrants tested with rapid DNA were lying about family relations. Now, this is causing massive illegal immigration. This is causing massive human trafficking, massive drug running, all of it. All of it, folks. Unbelievable. Meanwhile, the Border Patrol is flying migrants to California. Turns out they're not going to bus all those to Florida. The Republicans in Florida said no. Joe Biden, this is hilarious. CBS News tweets out, Joe Biden, this was yesterday, formally launches 2020 campaign at rally in Philadelphia. Wait, what? Formally launches for the fifth time. And very weak crowd, very low energy crowd. I can't believe they're claiming he's beating Trump at the polls. He gets about, 100th of a Trump crowd. And then the lady who gave him the introduction, he gropes her side and butt before she walks off the stage. You can't make this stuff up. Oh, and then his son, Zero Hedge, crack pipe, IDs, and a badge found in Hunter Biden rental car. So the guy, it's like a classic criminal. Pulling over Joe Biden's son is like pulling over like a mobster thug drug dealer. MSNBC host says William Barr is the most dangerous person that works for Trump. Yeah, they are really scared of Barr. Several protesters arrested outside conference at Middle Tennessee Park. So they're finally starting to arrest these Antifa people, folks. It took the police a while to realize that that's the only answer. California school district says parents can't pull kids from new LGBT sex ed. You know, the gravity of that did not really hit me until I read it. Wow. California school district says parents can't pull kids from new LGBT sex ed. Okay, well, I got news for the California school district. Wrong. How is Tariq Nasheed still on Twitter? Everybody's seen the video of that guy that came up and kicked Arnold Schwarzenegger. Tariq Nasheed is on Twitter celebrating it. This is the guy, the black guy that promotes white people getting beaten up by black people. He promotes that kind of activity. He's still allowed on Twitter. Pete Buttigieg says that anything named after Thomas Jefferson should be renamed. Okay. And then Reese Witherspoon apparently is having trouble getting acting gigs these days. And she's donating a bunch of money to Planned Parenthood and ACLU because she wants you to be able to abort your baby. So that's nice. Maybe she can get a role, an acting gig out of that deal. All right, folks. You know what? Let's do this quickly, guys. Play. Oh, what did I do? I lost my video page. No. I wanted to play the Biden-Obama. Play it. We got time. No, I don't have time. The import's too important. You've got Biden coming out saying that Trump inherited Obama's booming economy. Of course, I wanted to play that with the Obama clip of him saying, what does he have, a magic wand? Janine Pirro says, deep state about to be exposed. This will be better than reality TV. Yeah, as soon as you realize the real world is better than reality TV, you know, reality TV and that kind of garbage, it really just doesn't do it for you anymore at all. Okay, but here is the big report put together by Greg Reese. Folks, please tell your friends and family about InfoWars. It's reports like this, why they want us censored and banned off social media. So here is the latest report from Greg Reese at NewsWars.com. Insurrection in America, why the president needs to invoke the Insurrection Act.
What is insurrection? A rebellion or rising of citizens or subjects in resistance to their government. In 2017, the Justice Democrats and brand new Congress seek to undermine the democratic system by electing fake politicians. Antifa is conspiring with the Mexican cartel to stage an armed rebellion at the border, and Democrats continue pushing for open borders while patriots are silenced on the internet. This all qualifies as insurrection, but there is something far more deadly that has been taking root within America for decades. Islamist terrorist compounds have been found all over the country, training for Islamic jihad.
With the election of Donald Trump, they believe that their end times prophecies that they believe in are now being fulfilled. Donald Trump is part of a satanic Jewish conspiracy, and they are preparing for the camps to be raided and to fight back.
Brooklyn imam and CNN contributor Siraj Wahaj was involved in the first World Trade Center bombing and has clearly stated his support for Islamic jihad.
Islam is better than a democracy. In time, the so-called democracy will crumble, and there will be nothing, and the only thing that will remain will be Islam.
His son was found training children to be terrorists in New Mexico and Alabama. Young children in a Philadelphia mosque were found singing songs about killing and torturing non-Muslims. Muslim clerics are openly calling for jihad.
Ya ayyuhal Amerikan, ya ayyuhal Faransiyun, يا أيها الطليان يا كل من على وزن الطليان خذوا اللاجئين سنطلبهم منكم قريبا باسم دولة الخلافة القادمة.
Experts on Islamic Jihad have warned us.
There is no place in the world where Muslims have come that they haven't started wars against the non-Muslims. Why do we think we're going to be different?
The leader of the Iranian nationalist movement has warned us.
چون گاورمنت‌های اروپا به ناحق دارن از رادیکالیسم اسلامی دفاع می‌کنند. پس باید منتظرش باشند که همین بلا روزی سرشون بیاد.
Islamic reformer Mohammad Tawhidi has warned us.
The Islamist movement has been very clear in their goal, and that is to establish their own caliphate. On the other side, the left not only sympathize with them, they're applying democratic values onto an extremist group that doesn't believe in democracy. They want Sharia law.
Despite these dire warnings, our elected officials have continued to support Islam. We have a congresswoman who openly supports Islamic Jihad.
Should we reassess the way that we are dealing with Al-Shabaab?
Her constituents in Minneapolis want Sharia law in America.
Do you feel more comfortable living under American law, or do you feel more comfortable living under Sharia law?
Sharia law.
I'm a Muslim. I prefer Sharia law.
Sharia law? Yes.
You prefer Sharia law over American law?
Of course, yeah. Of course, yeah.
And do you find most of your friends feel the same way?
Yeah, of course. If you're Muslim, yeah.
He can make his daughter marry somebody.
Yeah.
Is it right to kill somebody who insults Muhammad?
Yeah, because she's just, she has the religion, I understand. But she shouldn't pick up the prophet, you know?
And they don't even want to live here.
You have a choice. Would you rather live here or would you rather live in a Muslim country?
I'd rather live in a Muslim country with my people.
Would you prefer to live in America or prefer to live in Somalia?
For me, I think it's Somalia.
Would you rather live in America or live in Somalia?
I'd rather live in Somalia.
For those who are not brainwashed by the mainstream media, insurrection is clearly happening in America. And President Trump invoking the Insurrection Act is clearly within America's best interests.
I believe that President Trump is one of the best things that have ever happened to the White House. This is very, very serious. You have a president that will really go after the extremists and not care what anybody else thinks.
Islamic Jihad will never end unless we start fighting back.
But the point I'm getting across is that we are trying to treat a person humanely when they're not human. They're not human. We come to America warning the Christians, and the Christians don't want to listen. What do they want us to do? If I'm telling you, I fled from this guy, and this guy is now moving next door, and you're telling me I'm Islamophobe, how can I help you? If we want to be realistic, the only medicine for ISIS and their likes is when the Christians arise to defend Europe and defend their sacred sites and their churches. That's the only way that these people will wake up.
For NewsWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.